In this bulletin, Victoria reports a jump of more than 370 coronavirus cases and 14 deaths. People from diverse communities urged to see their GP during the pandemic. And in tennis, Bianca Andreescu will not defend her US Open title over coronavirus fears. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News. Victoria has registered 372 new COVID-19 cases and 14 deaths over the past 24 hours. It's an increase from yesterday's figure of more than 270 cases and 8 fatalities. It comes as the state government attempts to curb transmission in regional Victoria by opening new testing sites in Geelong, Ballarat and Bendigo. Meanwhile, leaked emails published in the Age newspaper reveal the so-called patient zero who triggered the state's second wave was a night duty manager at a quarantine hotel, not a security guard. New South Wales has reported another 9 COVID-19 cases, with authorities increasingly concerned about the number of mystery cases being detected. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging residents of western and southwestern Sydney to come forward for testing. She's told the Seven Network it shows the virus is circulating in the community.
That's what bothers us the most and keeps me awake at night. And we've been at it for 6 weeks in New South Wales since we realised how bad the Victorian situation was. And we're doing well, we're holding our own. But when every week you get a couple of unknown cases and they can't be linked, you do worry.
Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says the Prime Minister will escalate the issue of border closures at next week's National Cabinet meeting. The Minister is calling for the creation of so-called travel bubbles between states with lower rates of community transmission, because closed borders are affecting agricultural supply chains, animal welfare and regional community health.
In far western Victoria, there's a 3.5-year-old girl who's got cancer. She's actually wearing a colostomy bag and has lost part of her spine and was getting chemotherapy in Adelaide. And because of the closures, she's unable to get chemo in Adelaide and has now been pushed away. A couple-hour trip will now be pushed in, and her family are going to have to take her hundreds of kilometres away to get treatment.
People from migrant communities are being encouraged to see their general practitioner and look after their health. The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners reports many patients are avoiding checkups due to fears of contracting coronavirus. Lara Roweski, director of the RACGP, says some communities were already facing health inequalities and barriers to accessing care before the pandemic. Dr. Roweski says a range of services are available, including telehealth and over-the-phone interpreting services.
They're actually very safe if they come to general practice, and they also do have the option to access non-face-to-face appointments through telehealth, which will be bulk billed for under-16s, concession card holders and vulnerable patients. And many members of the diverse communities are actually vulnerable.
Overseas now, and Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan has warned a high price will be paid by anyone attacking a Turkish ship in the disputed eastern Mediterranean. Turkey has sent the Oros Reos survey vessel to explore for oil and gas in the region, sparking a backlash from Greece. In response, France has increased its military presence in the region, conducting joint naval exercises with Greece near Crete. President Erdogan says he is defending Turkey's rights.
We told them, don't you attack our Oros Reos. We said, if you attack our Oros Reos, you will pay a high price. And they got their first answer today.
The Canary Islands have become the second Spanish region to effectively ban smoking in public in an effort to contain the spread of coronavirus. Smoking is not permitted when people cannot maintain a 2-metre distance between each other due to the risk of infection. The northwestern region of Galicia enacted similar measures this week as Spain battles Europe's highest infection rate with an average of more than 1,500 daily cases. To sport, and in tennis, last year's US Open winner Bianca Andreescu has withdrawn from this year's event because of coronavirus concerns. The world number 6 will not defend her title, joining the likes of Australia's Ashleigh Barty and Ukraine's Elena Svitolina on the sidelines. Andreescu says the pandemic has hampered her preparation for the tournament. The Canadian beat Serena Williams in straight sets last year to claim her first Grand Slam victory. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, possible shower, 18. Adelaide, showers and 16. Melbourne, showers and a possible storm, 17. A shower or two in Hobart with a top of 15. Canberra, showers, 15 as well. Wollongong, showers increasing, 19. Similar conditions in Sydney with a top of 20. In Newcastle, showers also increasing, 22. Brisbane, sunny, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And similar conditions in Darwin with a top of 31. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.